Troy Clark making a cameo on The Odd Couple. I didn't know he could shred like that on that guitar. Oh, this is the Wendy's really Big Show. It's a tribute
Tuesday.
What
do you millennials really need to
Roy Clark? I don't think I fall under the millennial category.
I don't know. Every time you and Gary argue, it's millennial and get off my lawn.
Roy Clark passing away at the age of 92, complications from pneumonia last week. Or he was 80, right?
That's how James Brown died, Ron.
Yes, it is.
No, you're not a millennial. You're Generation X.
Okay.
Millennial
what
is...
What the X stand for?
Anyone born between 81 and 96.
Okay, so I missed it by a year and 2 months. It doesn't matter.
So you're a millennial.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. Somebody just made that up. It don't matter.
Coming up a little later on the show, we'll check in with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood.
Somebody made that up.
He dreads this coming up at 4:48. Right now, I got to... Now, think about this question. When I ask this question, all right, don't just overreact. Don't just jump down my throat.
Don't even do it. Don't pose it.
No,
then.
I'm going to pose it.
Don't pose it.
But I'm going to ask y'all to be thoughtful.
Oh.
All right?
Well, you should have did it on this show. You should have did it in the morning show. Thoughtful. What is that?
Don't be reactionary.
Oh, child,
all right?
Please.
That's what I'm asking right now.
Steve?
When I ask this question, I'm about to ask. If Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, would this team be good enough to win a Super Bowl? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Because I say yes. I say absolutely 100% yes. And part of it goes back to what Leroy was saying when we were asking you the question in the 2 o'clock hour of what you learned as it relates to the Packers about the NFL this week. And that's that, yeah, there are some teams out there that look really good, but I look at that Saints defense and... To me, they're not world beaters because you can put up points
on
that defense.
All you want to. Yep.
Same thing with the Rams.
Definitely with the Rams.
The Bears, I mean, I'm not sold on them yet that they can consistently deliver championship quality football week in and week out. The Vikings, they just got beat by those Bears, so obviously they can't do it either. There's nobody in the NFC who's a world beater right now. It's a lot like what I said about the National League when Gary and others were giving the Brewers no chance of going deep into the playoffs. And I said, I know what the Cubs look like on paper. I know what the Dodgers look like on paper. They're not playing up to that right now. Good baseball teams they were, but not world beaters, not head and shoulders above the rest of the National League. And that's how I feel a lot. That's a lot like how I feel about the NFC right now. And if you guys will recall, we did a topic before the season started. And it was something along the lines of how good does this Packers defense have to be? How much improvement do we need to see from the Packers defense for this team to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender? And Sparky, do you remember what almost a unanimous, the consensus answer was to that question?
Go to the Super Bowl.
No. How we asked, how good does the defense have to be? How much improvement do we need to see from the defense for them to be in
10?
This? Yeah, we said between 10
top
and 15.
10. Yeah.
Pick a defensive category, and
stop,
the Packers
stop,
are right there
stop,
between
stop,
10 and 15.
Stop, stop,
why?
Stop.
Why should I stop?
Stop.
Cause, why?
Because that's not real.
What's not real?
If you want to do numbers, fine, because that's what the numbers say, but no.
What's not real?
Those numbers on this defense ain't real.
What's not real about it?
We already said that.
I think this defense could be better if Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers.
Those numbers
You're asking too much of this defense right now.
Those numbers are all smoke and mirror numbers. Those are not real numbers. But go ahead with your argument. I'm not.
Well, I was
I'm not going to crush you on your argument on that. But
everything that we said needed for this team.
You need to do is look at the team.
Everything that we said.
Not the numbers.
Everything that we said before this season started for this team to be a Super Bowl caliber team has happened except for Aaron Rodgers playing at an MVP type of level. That's the only thing that hasn't happened when we were looking ahead to this season. So tell me why the Packers couldn't be in the... And I'm not saying Super Bowl favorites. I'm not guaranteeing they would win a Super Bowl. I'm just saying that they'd be... We'd be talking about them the same way that we're talking about the Rams, same way we're talking about the Saints, same way we're talking about anybody right now in the NFC who people are high on if Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers. And that's why I'm asking the question, if that were the case, if Rodgers were Rodgers, would this team be good enough to win a Super Bowl? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FMTheFan.
They don't even know where to line up in the secondary, bro. They don't even know where they're going. Don't know what they're doing. They don't have a defense. The defense that you're looking at, numbers, I get it. That's what it says. But if you look at the personnel that's on the field, they don't have the personnel defensively to be in the Super Bowl. Offensively, if Rodgers was Rodgers. Offensively, if Rodgers was playing like Drew Brees, yeah, they'd have a chance. But because I think they have the weapons with Aaron Jones, I think Jamal Williams, all the young guys, yeah, I think they do. But defensively, they just don't have enough. I mean, Fackrell, do you like him? Yeah, I suppose I like him. But, I mean, outside of that, I don't know what else is really good about. I mean, and if you're talking about and you want to play the game, I suppose if you want to talk about a perfect world, do you have Mike Daniels? Because now he's done. They just don't have
for enough. A couple of weeks. He's not done.
Yeah, they just don't. They just don't have enough. I mean, Rodgers could not. What Rodgers could do with this team is possibly get them to the playoffs, and that be about it. First round loss in playoffs. Bye bye. Good night, everybody.
See,
possibly
this defense is better than the Saints defense right now.
This defense is not better than the Saints defense.
Oh yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is.
No, it's not.
No doubt about it. The Saints are in a shootout every week. Drew Brees, a lot of the time, has to score as many points as they end up scoring.
What was the score of the Philadelphia game yesterday?
Okay, I said almost every week. Okay. It wasn't a shootout last week, but do you want me to pull up the Saints' schedule?
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what the Saints can do defensively.
The Saints have won, well, they lost 48-40 week one.
Yeah.
They beat the Browns 21-18. They beat the Falcons 43-37. Mm. They beat the Giants 33-18. They beat the Redskins 43-19. They beat the Ravens 24-23. Vikings 30-20. It took 45-35 to beat the Rams. It took 51-14 to beat the Bengals. That's not a good defense. You can throw up points on that Saints defense.
14? I mean, are you glossing?
That was a blowout. I gave you the whole schedule, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you didn't. So how many games they played?
10?
10?
Yeah.
Out of those 10 games, I think there's 6 of those games were under 18 points. You want to go back and look
from
at
the
it?
Defense?
Yes. Saints have got a real – and they're playing better, and they play even better at home. Yeah, 6 of those games are probably under 18 points. Go look.
You're right, but they also were in a they had a 48-40 loss, Saints, a 43-37 win.
Against who?
Against the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Well, and against the Falcons.
The Falcons can score points. The Buccaneers with Fitzpatrick can do some. They've done that to a lot of people. Who else? Rams. Rams scoring against everybody.
Okay.
The Saints defense is good.
Good?
Good.
All right. I'm not saying it's not.
The Saints defense is good enough to be in the Super Bowl. And
if Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, so would the Packers be. At least I think so. How about you? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
You remember, the MVP season, the 15-1 season, they were the worst defense in the world. And they didn't get to the Super Bowl. And Aaron was out of his mind. Matter of fact, was that the year that Matt Flynn put up like 500 yards on Detroit or something like that? He missed a game or something like that. The thing about it is the Packers only scored 30 points twice the whole year. And you would think that a lot of the numbers to these last 6 games without the injuries you're going to have multiple safeties playing this week that are going to have to do 2-timers. When I say that, they're going to play special teams and play a lot of downs. You would like to do it in a perfect world to where you just have just special teamers, okay? That's it. Now, Jimmy Graham may try to play, but now, Tonyan, your fourth string tight end, he was just a special team guy if he was active, okay? Now he's going to have to play. You know, Green, got a little banged up. He was normally just a special team guy. He's going to have to play. So, all those guys going to have to play. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to have to talk about the Rams for just for a minute because they have spent a lot of money with the Rams defense. But you can put up whatever you want on that team. And you're not supposed to. You weren't supposed to. This is the defense they thought that was going to get them to the Super Bowl.
Well, the boy that got from Kansas City is not playing well.
Peters. Yeah, the corner. Yeah. Right, absolutely. That's a good point. Because they were going to get Khalil Mack. They wanted the conversation to get him and just load up. No, we don't need him. Were loaded everywhere. So they just said, well, we won't even entertain that. And we got to go back and look at Aaron's best numbers when he was MVP one of those years. If he was scoring 30 points, I'm not going to say him, but if that offense was scoring 30 points every week, okay, and he was putting up numbers that are fantasy-worthy, like 30 points. Like what Mahomes be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Those numbers. If he was doing that and the defense was playing just decent, they'll probably have maybe two or three losses, something like that. But I'm not willing to put any no stress on this defense right now, because I just don't know who's going to even start this week at safety. You really don't even know. Or at tackle. But are all teams going to have injuries, though? And that's what I was telling you guys last week when you said Kyle Fackrell had three sacks on a team that was missing. I mean, the Packers played Buffalo. They were missing some guys, too. Get them sacks when you can, because they all add up. They all add up. They add up. Get them. But this week against Minnesota, who you have to feel like Aaron had to be exactly what Rami is saying. He got to be the old Aaron Rodgers, or you're going to start. You can send your girl, your wife over there to start getting the tape in the boxes, and let's start wrapping this thing up. You got to put the panic state into each player sitting in that meeting room to say, this is a all-for-one game. This is a playoff season. Matter of fact, we're in playoff mode every week. Win or go home. And that's what McCarthy will do a good job at. Now, whether he get it from his guys, I don't know. But it does start with number 12.
If Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, would this team be good enough to win a Super Bowl? 414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. What?
I was just going to say something, but I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, can you save it for after the break?
Yeah. Okay. Social media is pretty much all on one side of this.
All on one side?
Pretty much.
I haven't been looking, so I will remain not looking, so I can
job.
Be surprised after a break. I say they could be. Gary, taking the MVP-level play of Aaron Rodgers out of the Packers, that's like taking a load-bearing wall out. Everything is just going to collapse on top of itself. And that's when you call your friends over at J&J Contractors.
My good friends over at J&J Contractors. Siding, roofing, indoors, exterior of your house, interior of the house, remodeling your kitchen, Rami, mm-hmm. countertops,
yes,
cabinets.
Sir. Need all of it.
Bathroom.
That too.
Sink.
Yep.
Adding in a bathroom. So a lot of people want to add in another bathroom
cool.
to your house.
That would be nice.
If you're looking to do something to your basement, a lot of people want to do stuff to the basement, remodel your basement. If you're like me, I went to a when you got kids, you go into a
Oh
my goodness.
This could be anywhere.
Into a what, man?
Playroom for your
okay,
kids.
Okay, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you get it back to the man cave when they leave and go out.
Right.
They can do that for you. These guys over at J&J Contractors can do it all, folks. If you got any needs for your house, interior, exterior, call them up. Ask for my good friend Jason today. At J&J Contractors.
Find out where the social media opinions
the
lie.
Twitters.
Where your thoughts lie at 414-799-1250. And Sparky's yet to get in on this. If Aaron Rodgers were Aaron Rodgers, would the Packers be good enough to win a Super Bowl? 414-799-1250. All that when the Wendy's Big Show returns.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid and Donner. And Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other
Roy Clark with Johnny Cash and Gene Autry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gene Autry was a. Now, what was the name of the
horse? Gene Autry.
Yes.
Gene Autry was a real bona fide cowboy.
Yeah, what was
dog.
The name of the horse? I bet people think we're the dumbest people and we don't know this stuff.
What am I looking up?
Gene Autry. Okay. He was a real bona fide cowboy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
What was the name of the horse?
A-U-T-R-Y, Autry.
I know how to spell Autry, man.
Look up Gene Autry, man.
Okay, and
I want to name it. He had a horse. I think it was very well known.
Yeah.
No, that was the Long Ranger with the horse, cuz.
No.
Champion the Wonder Horse.
What was?
And he was a.
He was the on-screen companion of singing cowboy Gene Autry in 79 films between 35 and 52.
Yeah, he was a singing cowboy at rodeos.
Yes.
Before he
before. Singing Cowboy, cuz.
He came into fame.
I bet he can't sing better than Mr. Ed, though.
I used to watch all these with my granddaddy, man.
Mr. Ed was the only horse that could sing.
I like Mr. Ed. Now, I used to watch that. You watch that, Rami, right?
I never did.
Not really, no. I never did, Mr. Ed. A little before my... You guys are all old, man.
Your parents didn't like you growing up. That's what happened.
No, but his parents just didn't watch any of this stuff.
He didn't go to Disney World. They didn't put it in the hugging.
What did your parents watch growing up?
A lot of All in the Family. My dad loved Archie Bunker and the Jeffersons and Sanford and Son.
Okay, so he was watching more 70s, not black and white stuff.
No. Gotcha.
Your dad didn't watch that?
No, not really, man.
They watched
like you talk about
Son?
You talk about no, those were the shows my dad did
Sanford
watch.
Son?
Yeah.
Jeffersons?
But like I've heard you guys talk about Bonanza and
Oh, they didn't do the cowboy thing.
They didn't do black and white.
No.
They didn't do the cowboy thing?
Not when I was growing up, maybe before I came around.
Cuz that don't sound like your dad should have been all over the cowboy thing.
Why?
I can't wait to hear this
one. Why is a Middle Eastern immigrant, should my dad have been all over the cowboy thing? Pray tell.
Because if you a Middle East, what she said?
Middle Eastern immigrant.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like just land, you know, dirt and stuff.
Okay, so because both spend time in the desert?
Yeah,
I guess.
You riding horses out there, cuz. What are you going to do?
Camels, man.
Camels, man.
Horses, man.
Camels.
Got two humps.
This man don't know the difference. Two humps. Now you got a degree from Wisconsin.
Now we're completely off the tracks. Let's get it back on the tracks.
Your folks didn't ride no camels, man.
If Aaron Rodgers, no, they didn't, but I'm just saying if they were going
to. I seen a lot of them jokers on horses.
If Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, would this team be good enough to win a Super Bowl? 414-799-1250.
See what the Twitter say.
You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. He said the social media reaction falling
Twitter.
One way.
One side.
What's on Twitter?
What was it? Which way?
Everybody's against you.
Against me?
Yeah, but I do have a request here before we get to those.
Okay.
From MMCTT_BOD.
Oh, how did he come up with that?
I don't know.
You don't have to read their whole handle. When
you do.
No, it's not. Well, it's the name and the handle.
Just say
what's
I got a tweet here.
Tweet at 105.7 FM The Fed. Gary, please speak into your microphone. I'm listening on low in a deer stand in northern Wisconsin and having a hard time hearing you. Unfortunately, Rami comes through loud and clear. Just kidding. Love Rami and all the big show. And that's from that.
And I hope he get a 12-pointer. That'd be nice.
My therapist got a deer this weekend.
Cool.
How big?
How big was it?
Six-pointer, maybe?
Oh, that's decent. That's all right.
I hit one of them the other day, cuz. You got to talk about a big one.
Hit one.
Dude, there was one running in front of my car.
Got up 15th and ran away.
In Oak Creek. Running down the street. I was behind him. Just kept on running right in front of the car. Just was not getting off
the road.
That
happens a lot of cutting.
That's crazy.
But I'm still, I hit him right in the shoulder. He got up and left. I just know he's dead. He got up and left.
You were driving that Ford, weren't you?
It was over. Yeah. But he got up and left.
Go ahead.
Were you going to read some of those Packers-related tweets?
We're talking about hitting deers.
I got a bunch of them. Ultra Instinct Jameis tweets, they would probably be 6-3-1, maybe 7-2-1, and yes, they would look good enough, but won't win it because of McCarthy and injuries.
Okay, fine.
All right. Another one. David tweets at the Fan, even if Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are still not a Super Bowl team. The defense still isn't good enough. Just would be a rerun that we have already seen since 2010.
Yeah, it'd be the 15-1 year. What year was that? Was that 2011? Yeah. Well, they were 15-1.
Yeah, Rodgers
that
MVP year, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. They were horrible, but they kept winning because he was.
And they lost to the Giants in the playoffs in Lambeau.
Yeah.
Warrior tweets at the Fan, depends. Would Mike McCarthy still not know how to use Aaron Jones for the majority of the season? Rami?
Say that again?
Would Mike McCarthy still had not known how to use Aaron Rodgers for the majority of the season?
You mean not known how to use him?
Just not use him. If Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers and going, would they have used Aaron Jones sooner or not at all?
I mean, that's a good question. There's no way to know the answer to that question, but my answer to it is it doesn't matter. If Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't matter because we've seen this team operate without a real threat of a ground attack in the past and be in the Super Bowl conversation.
Turkey season Shea Foley tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, my heart says yes, but my head says no because they still have Mike McCarthy.
Again,
leave McCarthy alone, y'all.
All you have to do to answer this question to yourself.
And everybody says no because of McCarthy for the most part.
McCarthy's the reason why we're
here. When this season started, how good? Because when the season started, in your mind, you had MVP-level Aaron Rodgers in your head when you were trying to project out the Packers season. I think most people did, right? Aren't we operating under that assumption when we make our Packers predictions year in and year out?
I don't think I was thinking MVP-level, but
I don't think I was thinking that either.
Better than what he's looked, yes.
And ask that version of yourself, how good if that's the Aaron Rodgers that you got, how good did the defense need to be for you to be in Super Bowl contention? Mm-hmm. And is that defense there?
But I didn't see.
And the answer is yes.
But I didn't. That's an eye test. That's the difference with Gary saying.
Like. Right. But I didn't see New Orleans being this good. I mean, everybody else
like
made
that.
Up. I didn't see New Orleans being this good.
Not like that.
I don't know what y'all thought, but I didn't see New Orleans being this good, Rami.
I saw the Rams jumping out like that.
Yeah,
and I didn't think Kansas City could be like that either.
No, I agree. Yeah. New Orleans and Kansas City are the two shocks to me for
right.
sure. Yeah. No doubt.
And they play tonight, right?
Yeah, Saints and Rams. They have like an all-star referee crew, coincidentally.
Right. Yeah, did you hear about that? They got rid of mother jokers.
Coincidentally, that's
no,
how it worked out.
No, they said. They came out and talked about it.
I like it because they're going
to
have
rest
a lot
of this
of,
game
yeah.
tonight. They came out and talked about it. They changed them out because they said they wanted the best refs in this game.
How many times have the Packers had that?
No, they but because it's supposed
ever?
To be. No.
You ever hear that for any of your games
well, I mean,
in the 90s?
No,
early 2000s?
No. But I'm sure he has. They have had them at some point over a 16-game period. You probably have had them. They rotate around.
Gary, since
they
2005, we've been on this radio station. I've never read an article about one NFL regular season game
right.
getting an all-star ref crew.
Yeah,
never.
Because they don't want to screw this up.
And it's a little bit different, too. And I think a lot of it, too, has to do where it's at.
I understand what you're
it's
saying.
It's in L.A.
Yeah.
It's in L.A., but it's a lot of fires
it's
there.
A lot of stuff going on.
I mean, you got over 1,000 people missing, you know, 80 people
What does that have
dead.
To do with anything?
It has a lot to do with it, Steve. You want, and a lot of people there... a lot of the officials, a lot of the fire, they're going to get tickets to the game. You want the best for it. It's almost like playing a Super Bowl for the suffering people out there. Give them a chance to do something great. So put great on
like
top
to me.
Of great.
What this sounds like
what
to me.
I
think
it's great. Man, give me see where you coming from.
It sounds like to me. Like
let's not screw it up. That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like to me. LaRoy said, let's make sure L.A. gets the calls that they deserve.
No, no, not the
call.
No, the venue.
No, they want the best.
That's what it sounds like to me.
They got the venue.
No,
they got the venue, right? It. Instead of Mexico because of the field. God is good.
God
so
is great.
Now it's there. Let's capitalize. Let's get the best people there. We don't need y'all to screw this up on national TV.
But
not
the Rams,
we don't
but the Rams
the
were the home team anyway, LaRoy.
Right.
Correct.
I know.
And so when they do this,
right.
say if the Green Bay Packers go in there, the home team,
yes.
they have to leave that date open just in case something happened in Mexico, they can bring that game
and
back.
And it did.
That's why that. That's and why that, the stadium were available.
So let's get the best.
Essentially, the NFL is paying, what are they playing, the Coliseum? Anyway, to be open.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get the best people.
That.
I don't
get
want somebody, best, yeah. I don't nothing second rate.
Steve,
not tonight.
Is there a conspiracy? Why are you looking like that, Steve?
Dude, this whole thing smells to me.
What does it smell like?
I don't like it at all.
What do you think going on then?
Well, you just made a good point of what you were saying, what you were saying, even though you didn't think you were saying what you were saying.
He didn't say what he was saying.
Well, you know what's in L.A., and they got all these fires, and
all
these people have died, and firefighters coming to the game.
All facts.
We got to make sure the refereeing crew is
all
right.
All facts.
And I'm thinking to myself, boy, oh, boy, doesn't that sound like somebody making sure the L.A. gets the calls that they need to get?
No,
L.A. don't need no calls. They got the best player. They're going
to
win the game.
Pay attention to that, y'all.
So my thing is this. I say I'm not a conspiracy.
You sound like your commercials. Yes. You're saying.
And I've been to your church, Steve. You don't think what? Like this conspiracy stuff. You're just doing this for radio. You don't think like this. Somebody
ask Robbie. How long have I taught conspiracy theory?
Yeah, he's out all the time. He's out of his mind.
No, that's why we created our music for Steve,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
why
we
got it.
So we know that.
Yeah. Why would you publicize that you have an all-star ref crew for? Why would you make that public?
Because they
want to
make sure they know they
don't
screw it up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, real quick before we get out of here, Steve.
Should I play my music now to prove to people we know Steve Duke?
No, but Leroy, I got to do this real quick.
Okay,
I want to give a big shout-out to my guys in Muskego.
Yes, sir.
State champs.
They go and beat Kimberly. Right, Kimberly won it like 5 years in
fantastic.
A row.
Fantastic.
Muskego goes to Madison and put that wing tee on them. Big time Mike McGivern, you listen to him. We don't need to throw the football in the wing tee. We good. We just run for 300 yards. Why are you looking at me like that, Steve? Steve, why are you looking at me?
Hey, man.
We don't need to throw the football in the wing tee, man. We just put up 300 yards on these jokers, man.
But that's how Jacksonville lost.
You got linemen as big as the Badgers. All
they do.
Linemen, you can do
that. They do.
Right.
They do. Defense was some hell of a whoa.
Yeah, defense congratulations played real well. To Muskego.
You almost just fall out of your chair.
Yeah, man. Talking about
that's that chair that just
anybody fall out of their chair as much as Gary.
Yeah, I lean back on it.
Lean back.
Rum, you got anything about the Muskego Warriors?
No, man.
Go Muskego Warriors.
You know the song?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you can follow us on Twitter. My good friend Leroy Butler doing some nice things for Muskego over there, too.
Yeah, I hope whenever the celebration is, I don't know what it is, but I say when they do it, I'm putting $500 towards it.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever they do. Cool. Me and Gary, take y'all, bring y'all.
Hey, don't
check.
Put my name in there, cuz.
Shout out to Muskego.
Give me a ride over there, Gary. Man. These Shout kids out. Deserve one of the best parts. So I know the PTAs and O's.
So Gary's matching that 500? Is that what
you're
saying?
Put my name in. Hey, man.
Gary's not matching the 500.
Hey, man.
Nah, I'm doing this from the goodness of my heart, because I got some kids over there, and I appreciate
it. I'll throw $5 in.
Winning a championship.
Sparky, can I borrow $5?
It's something that a lot of people don't understand.
Man, Sparky, I buy some new ties, man.
Especially when you beat a team like
that. No, you don't need new ties. What you need?
Breaks, man.
Breaks.
Shout out Muskego High School football, and shout out to Sparky's good friends over at Young Express.
Yes, sir.
And they'll be involved in the toy drive again this year once again.
Can't wait. Everything.
And don't forget, toy drive is next week. Blades Farm and Fleet for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and of course the Robinson.
We're working hard on guests too, guys.
Absolutely, should be a lot of fun out there. Blades Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, right there on Rawson, just east of I-94 when you get off. Now, do know that Young Express is matching donations in the 9 a.m. hour and the 3 p.m. hour each day of the toy drive starting next Monday. All three shows will be out there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Plus, we'll have different guests on, celebrities on, out there throughout the time, too. If you come out and you make a donation, make sure to write down your name, let us know who
we'll
you
give
are.
An instant shout
give
out,
a shout out on the radio throughout the course of the week, too. And looking to do good things for Children's Hospital and, again, Robin's Nest, which works with foster families and stuff. So thanks to everybody in advance. And then, again, Black Friday is this Friday, right? Well, Thanksgiving, too. Everybody's going shopping for Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving night. Just pick up a toy. All these sales are going to be huge. We'll get a lot of inexpensive stuff. Grab a new toy for the kids at Children's Hospital on Friday and then drop it off next week at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Young Express, they've been in business 27 years. And the economy going upward, Young Express expanding all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base. Have you ever thought about becoming your own boss? Now is the time. That's right. You can be your own little CEO, an entrepreneur. It's time to join the Young Express team as a successful transporter of expedited freight. All that means is you drive for a living. Pick up stuff at point A, drop stuff off at point B, wait for dispatch to tell you where you're going next and where you have to drop it off next. It really is just that simple. Now, we're talking about a stress-free lifestyle. You put the windows down. You turn up the radio to the Wendy's Big Show, and you
drive, baby, drive.
And you get paid for it, too.
Glad Rama didn't screw it up.
Why Young Express? They have a 24-7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated and take it very personally to keep drivers moving. Thinking about taking a nap. And Young Express, mix it up. Local, regional, or nationwide. They're really in need of local drivers right now. And the benefit of being a local driver at Young Express is you get to sleep in your own bed every night, right? You get to kiss your kids goodnight, maybe help them with their homework before they go to bed. That is a beautiful thing, not driving all over the place. So if you are looking to become a full-time independent contractor, that's what they're looking for, and drive locally, Young Express really wants to talk to you right now. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, looking for people to have cargo vans, sprinter vans, straight trucks, tractor trailers, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
If Aaron Rodgers were Aaron Rodgers, are we talking Super Bowl right now? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. I promise I'll try and get these guys in line and get to some of your calls right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
This was a thing, huh? On actual TV.
Yeah,
that people watch.
Big rage. Big rage.
Well, there was like four channels, so.
Well,
it's the Wendy's Big Show. It's a Memorial Monday here as we pay tribute to Roy Clark, who passed away at the age of 80 due to complications from pneumonia. And we're asking you right now, if Aaron Rodgers were Aaron Rodgers, might we be talking Super Bowl right now instead of the end of the Mike McCarthy era? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Let's get right out to these calls, right out to the north side, and our guy Leon, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Leon?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
You?
What's going on? Now, check this out. I'm going to say this, right? If Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, of course they would be Super Bowl, have a chance for the Super Bowl, a chance. I'm about to agree with Gary on them Saints, man. Get that NFL Sunday ticket, man. That's probably the most balanced team I've seen in a long time, man. I mean, they're not with the Rams is different. I think the Rams are very beatable. But the Saints, I mean, the Saints, everybody's beatable because it's football. It's one and done. But that Saints team is real balanced, man. I don't think even if Rodgers was right that we have enough weapons to beat that team with this current roster. The defense, I think they're performing at the best that they can with the talent they got. It's more of a personnel issue. I really think they're doing the most of what they got. I think they're either close to the maximum potential or at maximum potential. I don't think they're too far off on that defense. So if Aaron Rodgers was right, they would definitely – I mean, the Packers, man, nothing shocked me with them. They wouldn't shock me if they won the rest of their games. It would shock me if they lost if they lost half of their games or something like that. With Aaron Rodgers, it's really dependent on him. If he's right, they can beat anybody. But just they don't have the talent. Why I think they would beat a team like the Saints. That's the only team really in the NFL. I think that's the best team in the NFL right now.
Appreciate the call, Leo. And the Saints might still be the favorite, but they wouldn't. The gap between the Saints and the Packers wouldn't be what it is right now. If Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, you could win a shootout with the Saints. If you were a team that was averaging, I don't know, 30, 33 points a game, you could win a shootout with the Saints. I wouldn't go into say it was an NFC championship game thinking that it's been a nice run, but here comes that freight train, the New Orleans Saints. You could beat them in a shootout if Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers. I think your defense could hang with that defense.
The Saints has a pass rusher that's out of his mind, and they got a shutdown corner. That would help. So I think the development.
And the linebacker they got, Leroy, they got a linebacker from the Jets. That's playing absolutely out of his mind right now.
Yeah, they have guys to step
they
up.
They got guys at each level that are playing some special football.
Do you know how many points per game the Green Bay Packers are averaging right now?
How many?
30?
No. 24.7.
That's close.
That's middle of the pack, ain't it?
You're 13th. 13th in the NFL. Okay? How much do you think the New Orleans Saints are averaging? They're number one in the NFL.
I'm going to say 34.
What would you say, Gary?
Yeah, I'm with Rami.
34?
They have 34, 35.
I'll say around, let me see. I would say around
35.
30. I'll say 30.
Just the Rams are third at 33.5.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are second at 35.3.
Lord
the New Orleans goodness. Saints are averaging 37.8 Lord points a game.
Yes.
So you're saying, Rami, that they would improve Lord by 13 man. Points a game, the Packers, and could average 37 points a game or 35 points a game.
What I'm saying is,
if Rodgers is healthy, for 24
what I'm saying
and a half,
is, what we've seen from this defense, A, has impressed me. And Mike Pettine has gotten them to this point faster than I thought he would. And B, they might be even better if they weren't in a tight game every week or playing from behind.
Passing yards. 2,900 yards passing for the Green Bay Packers. For the New Orleans Saints, 2,957.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's only a 57-yard difference. The Saints and the Packers throwing the football.
Something I want to help, seek his help, what's
the difference
name?
Is they put the ball in the end zone when they get down there more than the Packers. That's the issue. That has nothing to do with between the 20s.
Yeah, that's true. And the turnover margin. Remember back in 2010, the Packers were one of the tops in the turnover margin. Yeah. You know, plus or
I
minus.
Got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turnover margin, when Aaron Rodgers was rolling, he was going through that because he wasn't turning the ball over.
Okay, takeaways, giveaway takeaways. The Packers are plus one, okay?
That's for now, right?
Right
now,
right?
Yeah.
Plus,
anything is good.
New Orleans is plus five. The number one team in the NFL are the Bears at plus 13.
Oh man, that's sick.
Browns and Redskins plus 12. The Rams plus 8. KC and Seattle plus 7.
When you get to be where the Bears are, that balances y'all a little bit. Trubisky just can't lose it for them.
Right.
The other night the Joker threw two picks. The other night.
Yeah.
He just can't lose it for them.
And right now, Aaron Rodgers, today, Aaron Rodgers is the number one quarterback.
And Khalil Mack is their Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, on some level.
How good is this team with Khalil Mack on it?
Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
No, because if Aaron Rodgers
threw his hands up in disgust.
If Aaron Rodgers is playing like this, no.
Yeah, he is.
You ain't winning the Super Bowl.
No, here's why you will.
Ooh, Gary,
with Aaron Rodgers playing like this, here's how you will. Because Aaron Rodgers get more opportunities to screw it up. or not screw it up. Or if you don't, then the defense is scoring. This defense don't even not score. You're that Bears defense.
But
is
you're
scoring
saying
points.
The same thing in reverse of what I'm saying. I'm telling you that this defense right now is between 10 and 15 in any category you want to look at.
That ain't real.
And if they weren't always playing close games or weren't always chasing, they're probably in the top 10.
That ain't real. I'm looking at the Bears defense, and I'm looking at the Packers defense, and it ain't even close. I'm looking at the Saints defense and the Packers defense, and it ain't. I don't care what the numbers say. I'm just going on what I see. It ain't close. The Bears are scoring touchdowns defensively. And to me, when your defense is scoring touchdowns defensively, that even more helps your offense to be a little bit more conservative than they have to be.
One more call on this. It'll be Jose on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big
What's
Show.
Up, Zay?
What's up, Jose?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going.
I think Aaron Rodgers is playing decent. I mean, he's not playing lights out. He doesn't have the big plays like the Mahomes or the Breeze or Matt Ryan, but he's playing good. Our defense is actually decent. Not Chicago, but it's good. I think what's putting us behind the eight ball is the special teams.
Special teams is hard.
If you count right. the missed field goals, instead of five losses, we'd have, what, two?
What's it? Wait a minute. Who is this?
Jose,
you're way too intelligent for this show. yeah, you should be calling somebody else. That is brilliant.
I mean, wait, Jose,
he's so right
you're
about
done
that.
Yet, Leroy. Hold on.
That is so right.
So, Jose. I mean, if you take the missed field goal games, we would be two losses. And then if you count the
You're right.
I mean, you can play the blame game, but the what's his name? Ty Montgomery fumble.
Right.
That's
He's
another
right.
special teams play. And so, I mean, that we could have won it, we could have lost it, but so that's possibly four games. And then I mean, every time that we make a return, it seems like there's a flag. I mean,
right.
we make decent chunk plays, but there's a flag. So
Jose, hey, man, you get caller of the year. That's
Thanks for the call, Jose. Appreciate
that
it, man.
Way too intelligent.
Not a lot of time to beat it either. About a month and a half left.
That's amazing because you think about it. Had Trevor Davis been ready from day one and been on this team, a lot of the rigmarole, I learned that in Wisconsin, Steve.
Oh, that's
rigmarole.
A word from here, yeah.
A lot of it wouldn't even go on. He would have made it so much better because he had the potential of going a home run. And he's right. Jose is also right. When he did return it 51 yards, it was a holding, which I thought was questionable. And if Crosby makes some of those missed fields, it's a different ball game. So, I mean, for the most part, you don't even need Aaron Rodgers to be MVP. Everybody just need to just get in where they fit in. But I think the argument, are you putting a bow on it?
I was about to, yeah, okay. But you can if you want.
No, you do it. But I'm going to say it could be both of you guys could be correct. Really. I know when people hate saying that. But both arguments can be correct. And the numbers proves it because you can't just look at numbers in their face and say you don't believe them. I mean.
Well, Gary did.
But you can't do that. Because if the teacher giving you a 2.5, that's what your tail got, okay?
Or a 0.08.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
But I think. Somebody said you had a 1.1. And that was a teacher's assistant.
That's fake news.
I'm just telling you, I'm trying to help you. So
you know, it's not fake news. What Gary tells you almost every day about his good friends over at International Autos in West Dallas.
Guys, I'm telling you about my good friends at Hyundai West Dallas. You have heard me talk about their great deals, their award-winning customer service. One thing we don't talk about enough is how much they help out in the community. They are always helping our military and local schools. Now they are also a proud sponsor of our toy drive. Not only is Hyundai West Dallas collecting toys and offering discounts for donating toys, the entire International Autos Group is. So if you are looking to get a new Hyundai, Audi, BMW, Mini Cooper, or even a Mercedes, go to International Autos, donate a toy, and tell them you heard me talking about it. When you do, you'll get an extra $500 off. Hyundai West Dallas is also offering a service discount for toy donations. If you donate a toy, you'll receive a free tire rotation with your oil change. So in review, go to any International Auto store, donate a toy, and receive $500 off any new car in stock. You can also go to Hyundai West Dallas and get a free tire rotation. Hyundai West Dallas is located on Highway 100 on Arthur Avenue. When you go in there, make sure you mention me and don't forget to bring in a toy.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Talking more Packers and what could be that galvanizing moment that Aaron Rodgers was talking about after the loss to the Seahawks last week. We'll discuss when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.